وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Today's Jum'ah, and one special ibadat of Jum'ah, which is also a special ibadat of Madinatul Munawwara, and which is a special ibadat of the pious and the lovers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to read Durood Sharif Salawat Salat al-Nabi in abundance. And what can stress this more that Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Inna Allaha, Allah Ta'ala Himself, wa malaikatahu, and the malaika, all the angels, yusalluna ala nabi. So they are sending durood salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to Arabic grammar, this is called jumla ismiya, a nominative sentence, and one of the qualities of it is that it shows to continuity. And the verb also that is used also shows to continuity. That is, all the time Allah is sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, Allah does not send it as ibadat, whose ibadat must Allah make. So the durood of Allah Ta'ala, the meaning of it is that Allah is continuously sending torrents and torrents of His mercy on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other meaning of Allah sending durood, that Allah is continuously raising and making higher the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the malaika sending durood, they are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever a person knows who has got value and he praises it, then he praises it all the time. You buy a new motor car, you can't stop talking about it. Anything new you get, whatever, then you can't stop talking. So the malaika know the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Ta'ala has commanded the believers that you also send durood. And send with durood and salam. In abundance and with great passion and love, send durood and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The meaning of our durood is that we are engaged in dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not need our dua. We are fortunate that we can make dua, that when we are sending durood, we are making dua. And other, we are saying Jazakallah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What great favors, innumerable. In fact, it is in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah has created the world. We are created, our eyes, our children, whatever we have got is in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jannat is in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how much mustn't we be saying Jazakallah? Then our durood is that we are expressing our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our durood is a combination, is a capsule of making dua, of saying Jazakallah, and of expressing our love to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in the hadith sharif, Inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayhi salatan. That person will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah who sends the most durood upon me. And it's everyone has got a choice. There's no restriction on anyone. Whoever will send more durood will be more closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ulama have given three meanings of being close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is to be physically close. Who won't like to be close physically to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is up to us how much durood we will send. The other is that person will get the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who wouldn't like to have that he must be the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is all in our choice. How much we will follow sunnats, how much we will read durood, so much we will get the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third is that a person will get the intercession, sifarish, shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who won't need the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah? So how much durood we read, so much more we will get intercession. And this durood, we know many businesses, import, export, retail, wholesale, furniture, motor car, different kinds of businesses. But there is one big business which we perhaps don't know about, the business of sending durood. And this is such a business that your investment is hardly anything. For example, you just said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hardly a few seconds, 2 seconds, 3 seconds at the most. But in return, you have made a profit of 70, the minimum, in my limited knowledge. A person who sends one durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sends 10 duroods on him. And Allah's durood means the special mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So if you are getting 10 special mercies of Allah on you, your work is done. Allah sends 10 salams on you. And salamity, peace of reassurance, contentment. That is what the whole world wants. Wants peace, happiness. Allah is sending 10 layers of peace upon you. Allah Ta'ala raises your position in Jannat by 10. That's 30 already. Allah forgives 10 of your sins, is 40 already. Allah adds 10 virtues to your record of good deeds, is 50 already. 10 malaika make dua for you. You send one durood, 10 malaika make dua, is 60 already. And you get the reward of freeing 10 slaves, 70 already. You invest 1 million rupees and you make a net profit of 70 million. Hey, no overheads to pay, no water and lights, no salaries, no tax, no nothing. All is yours and it is forever with you. In this world already it is with you. And at the time of mort it will be with you. One instance is narrated of a person who was traveling with his father. Father became very ill and he was nursing, looking after his father. His father died. And he saw his father's face went black, which was a bad sign. That he's going towards Jahannam, a bad sign, he's going in Adab. So he was in great grief and sorrow. And in that he fell asleep. Suddenly he sees a person come galloping on a horse, a very beautiful, handsome young man, opens the sheet which he put over his father's face, rubbed his hand, and his father's face became white again and shining. So he asked, "Who are you?" He started going away. He said, I'm your Rasul. Don't you know me? I'm your Nabi. And your father was a big sinner, but used to send a lot of durood on me. So today I came at his aid. So durood is a very, very great ibadah. And it comes in a hadith. Al-Bakhilu idha thukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A real, real miserly, stingy person is that my name is taken in front of him and he still doesn't send durood. That our existence is because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mm-hmm. Not one, two favors. Everything. And we can't even say one jazakallah. We can't read one durood also. So how stingy. And what does it cost you to send one durood? Your throat is not going to get dry. It doesn't cost you one pie, 1 cent. Nothing it cost you. And you still, that is the stingiest person. In Urdu, there is a proverb, Makhi Chus. And these proverbs are not thought about. Something happens and the proverb gets made. That a person was having his soup curry, and a fly fell in the soup curry, and it started flying out again. So he caught the fly, and he started sucking the fly. A dirty insect like a fly. And how much soup? He said that you can fly, but you can't go with my soup. How stingy is he? That he did not allow the soup to go with the fly. So more stingy than that person is he who does not send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are two great duroods we should try and engage ourselves on Jummah. One is, it comes in the hadith, that a person should read this durood on Jummah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Oh Allah, send durood on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family 1,000 times 1,000 times. That is 1,000,000. And it takes 3 seconds to read this durood, and in fact you have sent 1,000,000 duroods on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are encouraged to read this on a Jummah 1,000 times. 1,000 times 1,000,000 is 1,000,000,000. So easily a person can become a real billionaire every Friday. Not a millionaire, and not the millions that you're going to leave behind you, which people are going to fight about, but the real billionaire that will have it wherever he goes, and every Friday we can have that. So, and it's not difficult. If we start from Thursday, Maghrib time, and we read 200 duroods, every namaz till Asr of Friday, our 1,000 can be done. Many people find it difficult to sit for 30, 40 minutes at one stretch and to read it. So just read it after Maghrib. While we are going home, we can read it. Isha, while we come, while we are going home. It can easily, if we learn to look after our time we will be surprised how much we can do. So that is one very valuable durood. Let's read it together. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Try and read that durood, inshallah. Then there is a very special durood for after Asr on a Friday. A person who will read that, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallama taslima. A person who will read that, 80 years ibadat sawab will be written for him. As though you lived for 80 years and continuously you are only making ibadat day and night. 80 years of sins will be forgiven. A person who lived for 80 years and day and night he sinned by this reading this durood 80 times after Asr, all his sins will be forgiven. About 50 years ago, one person in Bombay saw a dream in which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that presently, that was 50 years ago, the most beloved person on the surface of the earth to me, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, was Sheikh Zakaria, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sabra. And the reason for that, the durood he reads after Asr, this durood. So it's up to us how much durood we want to read. And we will get the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So durood sharif is a very simple, non-controversial and ibadat full of returns and rewards. We should not deprive ourselves. It's so simple, so easy. We don't need wuzu. You don't have to face qibla. There is no fixed time. All the time we can be reading durood sharif. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So the durood that we should read 1,000 times if we can, otherwise even read it 100 times, even read it 10 times. Really, we are not even reading one durood if we analyze. Every day we should be reading durood, and Jummah we should be increasing our durood. So Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah. Thank you.